and beyond.
Welcome to the Colin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Colin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. We've got a really, really interesting program today. In response to listener questions, we're going to be chatting about some companies, some of the companies I'm invested in, some of them I've not, but it's all fully disclosed, so you know exactly where we're coming from there. Going to be doing an interview from Toronto with Randy Turner from Kosovo. Going to be chatting with Mickey Fulp and Brett Cook. We just all in all have a really good show today. I'm starting out right now with my buddy Roger Wiegand, Trader Raj. Off the air, we were talking about how people are very, very nervous right now. Commodity prices are going off a cliff. They're concerned about, is this secular bull market in hard assets, in commodities dead, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think it is, and that's what Roger and I are going to chat about right now. Raj, where do you want to start, buddy?
In looking at a big review of all the markets we follow today and looking at the charts, one after another, and going through each of them, I'm seeing that there's major supports setting up almost on all of these markets, not every single one, but the majority of them. And, you know, the little background that's caused this, of course, we mentioned it before, but it bears repeating, and that is that the credit problems with bonds in Europe and the euro currency are creating very negative vibes throughout that country. Consequently, people are selling the euro. The euro has fallen from over 148 all the way down to 141 in the matter of a few days. That is a major, major move for a big currency.
Oh, yeah.
Keep in mind, the euro is used in the countries populated by about 850 million people. To put it in context, the U.S. is 330 million. So that's a big deal that the euro's come down that much. And the reason that it has come down that much is because of the fear about the bonds and the banks and credit within Europe. It's out of control. They've had an emergency meeting in Luxembourg this week. They tried to hide it, and the word got out, so people were more scared than ever. Okay, bottom line, what did that do? It sold the euro and bought the dollar. Now, the U.S. dollar today hit a peak at 76.14, and we said a couple days ago 76 could be the top. Just to be sure, I checked some more charts, and I discovered that the 50% retracement on the dollar could, in fact, go a little higher to 77.50. Can it do that? It sure can, and it's in the green right now with the euro going down some more. So that's where we are. We're at 75.93 with 76 resistance on the dollar. It'll either hold right around 76 or we go up and probably another point and a half next week.
Yeah, the euro is down just a skosh. It's about $1.41 right now. Roger, a lot of people are really concerned about the energies. The one that really has attracted my attention, and I'm doing a fair amount of research on it right now, is oil. You know, oil has been all over the map this past week. It was up 58 cents today, 99.55. What are your thoughts on that one?
Well, oil was oversold from a high of 115 all the way down to 96, and then it did a bounce back and went back over 100. Oil trading this morning opened at $98.81. It hit a high of $100.70 and then pulled back. But I saw a very interesting move just at the close today. Somebody was ready to buy as soon as the big boys got out of the way, because as soon as oil and gas closed on the futures markets today, this Friday, some big buyers came in, and they not only bought oil, but they bought unleaded gasoline, too. Mm-hmm. And both of them went up into the green. As we speak now, after hours, June oil is $99.33. It's up 0.4%, up 36 cents. 36 cents is a big move. That's a huge contract. So I think there's a good floor under oil. The chart's got a floor on it at about 96, 98. We're looking at resistance at 103, 106. The long-term view for energy is bullish. It's going to go up a lot more, not only on the amount of reserves and what they've got to sell and produce, but it's also going to go up on inflation. And people are not paying attention to inflation, and it's going to get tough.
I think you're right about that. You know, I made a prediction on MarketWatch, I guess it was a week ago, where I said, you know, they were talking about the fact that oil had dropped below 100 bucks and that this was going to, you know, manifest itself in lower gas prices, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, for all the reasons that you just gave, you know, I said, no, I don't think that's going to be the case, and here's why. And, you know, in fact, there does seem to be a pretty strong, stable floor under gold. Let's talk a little bit about the precious metals. Gold had a bit of a sell-off today off 1380. The last trade was 1493, if I'm not mistaken. One thing I did notice in today's gold in the gold market on Friday was that, the price was falling, but it began to fall at a much slower rate as the session progressed. What are your comments on that one?
Well, that's true. And not only that, but the thing that I've noticed the last few days, too, is that if New York and the Chicago markets knock down gold, what happens is, on the overnight trading in Asia and other countries, it goes up.
Yeah.
And by example, we were down quite a bit, I think, yesterday or the day before, and the open today was right against the upper resistance at 1506.5, 1507. That's a major number.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, today it was in the green for a while, and then she sold off again. The trading range is $34. That's a pretty big trading range, but guess what? They're going to get a lot bigger than that.
Let's switch to silver. Up 24 cents today to 24.3 cents, specifically closed at 3504. What are your feelings on that one?
The first event we saw was when silver sold at 5 from 49, went back to 49, then back to, down to 34 in a major sell. Then it's come back, but silver has balanced itself $1 to $2 above the 200-day moving average. So was it damaged? No, it wasn't. It was merely a cyclic move. It was due on the calendar. It was overbought. And we called the numbers all the way through because we know traders and we know what they were going to do. When you make a lot of money, you take it. And, the discussion about manipulation is out there. I can't really address that because I can't prove it, and I'm not sure other people can either. But we know that there's a lot of fiddling around with silver because it's a tiny market. However, if you look at the fundamentals on silver, we think that the next assault on 4285 will be the top possibly for the next 2 to 4 weeks. Sometime this year, silver is going to go over $51, and when it goes above it and closes three times, then we're on our way to 5960.
You and I did an editorial today, and we talked about the legitimacy of the gold and silver markets. Is it really a market where on the one side you have governments that are very, very diligently trying to limit the price of gold and silver, you know, and on the other hand you've got investors? And I have to say that I believe really, really strongly that because of what's going on around the world, right now I just want to focus on gold, you know, with the Chinese, the Indians, the Mexicans, all of these folks are buying very, very large amounts of gold. I mean, Mexico in the first quarter took its holdings from 7 tons to over 100 tons of gold. I mean, when you have this type of action going on an international level, that is creating a very, very strong floor, in my mind, Raj, on the price of gold. Final comments on that? Got about 30 seconds.
Well, there's one other one that happened a few months ago, too. It was either Brazil or Argentina. I can't remember which. The IMF tried to discourage them from buying gold. They said, you got to buy bonds. And they were tired of what the IMF had done to them previously, messed up their economy.
Sure.
So they immediately went out and bought tons of gold.
Yeah.
So I kind of like they put their finger in their IMF's eye. So, I mean, these people are not paying attention anymore to any great degree to what these big bankers are asking for. They know their paper is toxic. They know it's fiat. They know it's going to sink. And it's not only some South American countries, some Asian countries, but Russia is a big buyer of gold that they buy steadily.
Sure. Very definitely. You've built a pretty good case of something I've agreed with for a long time, and that is there does seem to be very definitely a floor on commodities.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Boy, I'll tell you, all you folks who wrote in and said we'd like to hear more about companies, I hope this is what you want, because we're devoting 3 or 4 segments every show to companies. I am chatting right now with a couple of good friends of mine. Both of them are geologists. Mickey Fulp, the mercenary geologist, and Brent Cook. Brent has a newsletter called Exploration Insights. Mickey and Brent are both over in Kosovo right now. They're looking at some assets held by a company called Avrupa Minerals Limited. They're going from Kosovo Kosovo to Portugal, where they're going to look at this company's assets in Portugal. Got to say something here in the interest of full disclosure, and that is Big Al is definitely an investor in Avrupa. I do own stock in it. They're not sponsors on the website, which makes not a whole lot of difference here, but I like the company, and that's why I wrote them a check. So from my standpoint, don't take this as being arm's length information, because you know what? It's not. I'm highly prejudiced. Mick, what's going on in Kosovo, buddy?
Well, we're just starting to find out. We got here today, and before I kind of go into kind of the history of Avrupa Minerals, I must say that I am a founding shareholder of this company, and they also are sponsors of my website. So everything I say here is completely biased, and urge everyone to do their own due diligence.
Amen.
That said, the principal of Avrupa is Paul Kuhn, mm-hmm. and Paul is a master's degree geologist. He's actually a blue blood. He's got a degree from Dartmouth, so he's one of those guys. A very good ski school, and and it's also known as a decent geology school.
There you go.
So anyway, I became involved with Avrupa very early on, a strategic group of investors that some of us are involved with at times. We were kind of looking to get involved in Europe, and there were some base metal opportunities from a previous company that Paul was associated with that had ended up with financing difficulties. So they took those properties, and it now includes four properties in Kosovo and four properties in Portugal. And I am being corrected here right now. There have five properties in Kosovo. So I'm here to take a look at it. I will, after this trip, write a musing about my findings on Avrupa. And I've done enough due diligence that this is basically a field check to me for me to make sure that what these guys are telling me is true. And they have some very interesting lead zinc plays in Kosovo, and some interesting generative work going on in Portugal. They have a tungsten play in the north part of Portugal, and also we will be looking at some copper zinc massive sulfides in the arguably the most sulfide prolific region of the earth called the pyrite belt of Spain and Portugal.
Pretty interesting. Let's turn the phone over to Brett, if you wouldn't mind, and let's find out what he's doing over there, what he's all about. Haven't had Brent on the show for quite some time. Brent is a really good guy. He's a good friend. He's incredibly competent. I'm assuming that Brent is over there doing some due diligence. Mr. Cook, how you doing, buddy? You a little jet lagged?
A bit, not too bad. I got some sleep on the plane after a rough week in New York, but yeah, I'm doing all right.
Boy, I'll tell you, the travel schedule that you guys keep is something that is absolutely, it's absolutely beyond anything that I can fathom. All right, having said that, what are your thoughts on this particular company, Avrupa Minerals? And you are not a shareholder, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
I'm a shareholder, but they're not in my portfolio at all, and I haven't written them up to speak of.
Okay.
What I'm interested in, I've known Paul for quite a while as well,
mm-hmm.
And his business model matches something I think is pretty intelligent. I think we've talked about it before, and he had with Rick, Mickey as well, is that the idea is to generate the conceptual ideas that are big enough to interest a second party, another company, to come in and actually spend the hard dollars exploring it. Well, I go out and generate more targets. So it's this joint venture model that I'm interested in. And this is a good part of the world. It certainly produced some of the biggest base metal deposits in Europe. So I'm here doing my due diligence as well to see what this really looks like.
You know, it's interesting. When I was given the opportunity, I guess I should say, to invest in Avrupa, you know, part of my due diligence included conversations with some of our mutual, friends about the safety, for lack of better terms, of investing in a company that has properties. Number one, I know nothing about Eastern Europe, and number two, I know very little about Portugal. But speaking first about Kosovo and that area, I was totally unaware of the mining industry over there, and I think I would have to. Well, I know at this point I would agree with you that it is a pretty good place to be. Could you elaborate on that just a little bit for me, Brent?
Well, we've got two mineral belts running through here. The first is the Carpathian volcanic belt that, you know, comes all the way from Romania down through here and bends off into Turkey.
Right.
That's been a very prolific porphyry copper belt and gold belt. And there's base metal mineralization that runs up through here as well. And that's more what has historically been mined, lead, zinc, silver, that sort of thing. What Arup has got is a number of base metal projects and some pretty interesting conceptual ideas regarding porphyry copper systems in this area that haven't been chased up, you know, since this was in the Soviet area. They had different ideas and it wasn't a prime target. So bringing what Paul knows from his work in Turkey and Nevada as well, he's generating some new ideas here that should interest a major party.
Pretty interesting. Now, when you say, basically talking about the industry in general over there, I mean, are there a lot of mining companies in that area, or is this kind of a standalone situation with Avrupa? I mean, I feel silly asking these questions, but, you know, Big Al's area of expertise really is North America and South America. And when it comes to Eastern Europe, boy, I'll tell you, I mean, what kind of support do they get from the government, for example? What kind of support do they get from the general populace?
Now, those are good questions, and you know, Kosovo is, in some sense, is a frontier region because it really hasn't been investigated in using modern techniques and geologic concepts and such. So it is a great place to be looking throughout, you know, whole Eastern Europe. In terms of the government has put together a new mining regulations. They've compiled the data. They've got up there. They're encouraging development. They need some development, and so it's quite encouraging. And I think, you know, from what I've seen so far, we'll find out later, but it seems to be a positive environment to come in and explore and develop a mine.
We're going to do this for you guys. Mickey and Brent are on their way right now. Well, obviously, they're going to spend some time with boots on the ground, so to speak, over in Kosovo, and then they're on their way to Portugal. We're going to do an update on this particular company next week, and we're going to learn at that time what Mickey and Brent found out. Number one, you know, final thoughts on Kosovo and also their thoughts on Portugal. Very, very interesting situation. Again, remember, I'm not a registered investment advisor. Neither is Brent, neither is Mickey. So this is not investment advice. The gal's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It is well known that protein nutrition is a key to optimum blood sugar levels. But to benefit at all from protein, your body must first be able to break down protein into amino acids. Once amino acids are liberated from proteins, your body uses them to make brain chemicals that make you feel alert and peaceful at the same time. Your pancreas uses them to regulate blood sugar and insulin. People are waking up and doing an about-face when it comes to nutrition. They are learning that a high-carbohydrate diet may encourage obesity and diabetes. They are now emphasizing proteins more to compensate. One protein source that is more easily broken down into amino acids is non-denatured whey protein. For better blood sugar and better weight, give One World Whey a try. One World Whey is the most powerful whey protein food on the market. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Third segment of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Have a new guest with me right now. Gentleman's name is Jordan Roy Byrne. Jordan is a certified market technician. Got a very interesting website out there. It's called The Daily Gold. A lot of really interesting information on this particular website. Jordan is, in the conversations that I've had with him, he is a real expert when it comes to the technical aspects of the market. And that's what we're going to talk about right here. Jordan, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Al. It's a pleasure to be on with you.
Now, we were chatting off the air a little bit about this parabolic move that occurred in silver recently, where silver went up at almost a 90-degree angle, almost straight up to about $50. My buddy Bob Moriarty came out and said parabolic moves are always followed by crashes. It doesn't look in this case like silver really crashed, although I have to give Bob credit. It did drop roughly $20 an ounce in price. Having said that, can you explain a couple of things to our listeners? Number one, exactly what is a parabolic move and exactly what are the implications in this case for the silver market of this recent parabolic move?
Well, as you said, I mean, a parabolic move is essentially when the trend in the market becomes very steep, and usually it happens over a short period of time. So you can't really look at a 10-year chart and say, oh, that market is parabolic. I mean, we're really focusing on a number of days or weeks, and as you said, where the trend gets pretty close to a 90-degree angle. And I think a lot of times, especially in commodity markets, what causes that is short covering, basically. I mean, if you look at the I'm not an expert with the COT data, but I follow that, and basically usually the commercial players, when silver or gold are going higher, they're usually shorting more, and when the market goes lower, it's correcting. You know, they tend to cover shorts and go more long. And in this case, actually, if you look at silver and what happened in its move from 40 to 50, the commercial players were actually covering shorts. And so then you know that it was really a short squeeze what was going on. And when you cover a short, that is a form of demand. It's a form of buying, but it's only, I mean, it only happens one time. I mean, there's a difference. If you or I, we buy silver at 40 or 45, and the market comes back down, we're going to be more likely to buy it again versus if, you know, someone's covering shorts on the way up from 40 to 50, they cover their short and that's it. They don't have another short position. And so I think that's a reason why, when you get parabolic spikes in commodities, they go up very fast. All the shorts, you know, they bail, and then the market comes back down because there's no buying during that parabolic move. There's no real buying during it to then support the market as it starts to correct. And just to give you a quick example, I was actually too bearish on silver when it was in the 30s, but basically when it got up to 38 or 39, I told my subscribers, if it goes over 40, it's going to go parabolic to 50. And so I think a lot of people in the market probably had that same view that, you know, once the market went over 40, okay, it's going parabolic. And, you know, all the people who are negative on it, they obviously had to get out. And then the market falls back down, and now it's trying to find support. And I think it might come down to as low as 28 or 29, but I think pretty close to 30, we should see a bottom. I mean, we're pretty close, but we're not quite there yet. So we just have to be a little bit more patient, I think.
When one talks about the consequences, the downside consequences of a parabolic move, you know, I kind of jumped to the conclusion when I read Bob's article that he felt that the bottom, the drop, for lack of better terms, would not be short term. It would be long term. From a technical standpoint, it doesn't necessarily mean that the bottom is going to be held for any great length of time, does it?
Well, that's true. I mean, you have to really, I mean, focusing on time frames is really important. I mean, the top at 50, that could be in for a year and a half. I mean, we might not break 50 until, you know, maybe the second half of next year, but that doesn't mean, I mean, you can still make money if you buy at the right point. So, I mean, the bottom, if you look at what happened in 2006 and 2004 after those spikes, which were the most similar, the market really, it came down very quickly, and then it had basing activity for a number of months. But you have to look at corrections in terms of price and time. There's two components. So, you know, the bottom in terms of price, that might happen pretty quickly, but it could, in terms of time, it could be, I mean, I don't know, it could be 6 months, it could be a year before the market is ready to basically begin another unabated advance where it continues up to 50 and makes a new high. So, I hope that explains it.
Well, let me put it this way. Now, when you look at the recent direction of silver, okay, we went from close to $50 down to about $30. Okay, now we're trading around 35 or thereabouts. What are the odds of it, say, correcting back up to the low 40s in the relatively short term, in your opinion?
I think that's very possible. Again, I mean, looking at charts and dealing with technicals, it's all about probabilities. And, I mean, the way it looks right now, what I think could happen in the short term, it's either probably going to rally back to 40 or 41, or in the next week or two, it could become extremely oversold and then make a bottom, you know, at 30 or 31. And if that happens, it becomes extremely oversold and makes that bottom, then as far as price, then that bottom is going to hold for a while. I mean, it might be retested in 3 or 4 months, but, you know, as I said before, I think the bottom in terms of price, we're very close to that. It's just that whatever happens, there's going to be a lot of backing and filling. I mean, yeah, the market could go up into the lower mid 40s. That's probably going to happen at some point over the next 3, 4, 5 months. What I'm really watching for as far as the silver stocks, if we can talk about that really quickly.
Yeah.
You know, on the way up, the stocks weren't acting very well, and that's why I was really worried. But now, you know, the stocks are acting a little bit more strong than silver, and I really think that if silver can kind of base and then maybe trade above 35 to 40 and hold that level, I think the silver stocks are going to be in position to rally back to their recent highs at some point before the end of the year. So I think the silver stocks can do very well without silver having to go all the way back to 50 or make a new high. So, in other words, I think for the rest of the year, we're probably going to see the silver stocks outperform silver.
So basically, the jury's kind of out in your mind as to the direction of silver, let's say, in the next 30 days. Am I correct in that assumption?
Yes, that's correct. I mean, either we're gonna become very oversold and put in the low, or we're going to rally a little bit, and then after that, probably put in the low. So, I'm not sure which is it yet.
Okay, but so you're thinking right now that we're probably going to maintain the level that we're at right now, which is somewhere in let's say the $34 to $38 an ounce range. Is that a fair assumption?
Yes, that's a fair assumption.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Comparing silver to gold, okay, are you more bullish on silver, more bullish on gold? How do you feel about those two commodities?
I'm actually a lot more bullish on gold right now, and I think gold is probably going to outperform silver. I don't know. I mean, it could outperform over the next year, year and a half. It could be a while before silver, the metal, really outperforms gold again. But that doesn't mean, you know, I'm bearish on silver. I think gold is in a better position. And I mean, looking at targets, I think you could see, you know, maybe early next year if we have another big run, you know, maybe gold could reach 1850 or 2000, and then silver would be at 40 or 45. You know, maybe silver would rally back to 50, just to kind of give your listeners an idea. But I think the macro situation is going to favor gold. I mean, when you look at the charts, clearly the gold-silver ratio is very, very oversold. So just looking at that, you can say, okay, gold's probably going to outperform in the near term. But looking at the macro situation, you know, I really think that, you know, silver being an industrial metal, it's a little bit more sensitive to the economy and a little bit more sensitive to any, you know, debt shocks we might get coming out of Europe and that sort of thing. So I think given those reasons, gold is going to outperform silver over the next year or so, and that's why I prefer gold over silver.
Okay, real quick, the Gold Daily. Talk about it real quick.
Well, thedailygold.com. It's my website, and I post my free articles on there. I also post a lot of work from other newsletter writers, and I have a premium service, and I have a free 14-day trial. So you can sign up for that and get a free 14 days if you'd like.
Okay, well, there you have it. From Jordan Rayburn, we're going to get this guy back on the show. Hey, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with analyst Steve Taylor.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, here to close out the first hour of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. I want to welcome an old friend back to the show, Steve Taylor. Steve was a regular contributor to the program for quite a few years, did a market close with me, very, very informative. This guy's very insightful. Let me tell you a little bit about him for the new listeners. Steve has a degree in economics from Claremont McKenna, which is one of the better schools in California. He would probably say the best school in California. Very, very bright guy, played golf for Claremont when he was down there, and I don't like playing golf with him because not only is he younger and better looking than I am, but he's a better golfer than I am. But he has been involved since graduation in the financial community, knows an awful lot about the Canadian market, where he has done a fair amount of research, written research reports when he was with a large brokerage firm specializing in this area, and he has a wealth of knowledge when it comes to these issues. And I want to ask him about a question that one of our listeners, Alan, posed, and then we're going to kind of use that answer as a segue into some other things regarding the resource stock market right now. But what Alan said is, he says, and here's a quote, "I'm finding the whole idea of the sell in May philosophy to be wrong this year. It should have been sell in January, as it seems the majority of mining stocks, especially the junior stocks, peaked in January, with some even peaking in November or December of last year. Since then, it's been pretty much downhill." Steve, what are your comments on that?
Well, the junior mining stocks, as we all know, tend to act very much differently than even larger mining stocks or the market as a whole. Typically, when you're dealing with Canadian mining stocks, which, of course, is the majority of what we call junior mining stocks are listed in Canada, they tend to go in a cycle that tends to sort of fall off a cliff, if you will, in the fourth quarter, and the first quarter of the calendar year tends to be their best performing year. This year was pretty much to type. The TSX Venture really hit its high in February and then came very close to that high again in April, and then has kind of has retrenched a little bit since then. So that's pretty common in the industry, and I think that goes back to the way it used to be back, say, 50s, 60s, 70s, or even 80s, where the flow of news really tends to dry up in the late winter, because the companies aren't out in the field typically. Most of the companies back then were centered in Canada, United States. That's where most of the properties were until, of course, we saw a lot of properties open up worldwide due to political change, economic change in the 80s and 90s, and these companies went further afield in South America, Africa, Asia, Eastern Europe, that sort of thing, where you could perform work in the winter. But typically it's a news-driven market, so they tend to fall off in the winter where they're not in the field. News tends to dry up a little bit. Picks up again in the, say, January after Christmas, and then fall off in April where they go back in the field again. And then news picks up again right there, say, late summer, early fall, and then dries up again. So the cycle, Allen has the cycle down pretty well. They do tend to underperform in the fourth quarter, much better performers in the first quarter.
What I find to be interesting right now is, you know, we're coming into a new exploration season in some of the more rugged parts of the world. The Yukon Territory, for example, exploration work is going to start up there, just right around the corner. But when you look at what's been going on in the more tame, for lack of better terms, parts of Canada, when you look at what's been going on in South America, Mexico, U.S., et cetera, it is interesting that we have both gold and silver at very, very high levels, and yet the truth of the matter is that the stocks of the companies that are involved in this industry really aren't doing very much right now. There's a real definite decoupling between the price of the commodities, at least in terms of precious metals, and the price of the stocks. And, you know, a lot of our listeners are saying, what's going on? Why is this the case? It doesn't make sense. And I would have to say that I agree with most of them. It doesn't really make a lot of sense. And I think that what this represents to me is, you know, it represents, I think, for Al Corlin anyway, it represents an opportunity to maybe increase my positions in some of the companies that I like. But I personally feel that the mining industry, specifically the junior mining industry, is a great place to speculate. You know, and you've been involved in this almost as long as I have. And, I mean, would you agree with me?
Well, I certainly feel that there's some real opportunities in the junior mining industry.
Yeah.
And in terms of the disconnect between the stocks and the price of the commodities, I think there's a couple of reasons for that. One is that certainly when prices of commodities are being driven by both demand and, in some cases, fear, or at least people looking for a safe haven, a lot of that demand doesn't necessarily trickle down into the stocks because they're looking for the specific commodity and what it can buy, or running from, say, the dollar or other currencies rather than looking at the stocks. Also, in terms of the stocks, when you're looking at particularly producers, certainly you have to look at the margin, their margins of production, that is, how much it costs them to get the commodity out of the ground. Sounds pretty simple, but you have to realize that in a lot of these cases, the cost or the revenue they receive is priced in things other than the U.S. dollar, which, of course, gold is priced in.
Mm-hmm.
So that can certainly have an effect on the individual companies and where they're producing, and also their costs. Their costs have risen tremendously over the last several years. So even though the price of gold is up tremendously, their costs are also up tremendously. So their margins aren't necessarily much wider than they were, say, 3 years ago. I mean, you look at the price of gasoline and the price of diesel fuel, which is, in many cases, a very high input into production or even exploration. Those have soared as well. So their costs are up, which tends to cause some lag in the price of the stock.
I think something else that oftentimes people don't consider is when you look at gold and silver historically have been very, very safe havens for capital. That's really the main consideration for people purchasing gold and silver. That certainly is a reason that I purchase gold and silver. But when you look at some of the speculative mining stocks, the junior mining stocks, they definitely do not represent a safe haven for the most part. These are very volatile companies. They're companies that investors, either they or their advisors, have to watch almost on a daily basis. There are some tremendous profit potentials here. But again, by the same token, it's really not what I would call an area of investment for the faint of heart, for lack of better terms. You know, it's an area that you really have to monitor very, very closely. Now, I'm a heavy investor in speculative resource companies, but I've also been involved in the industry for over 30 years. That's my business. But it really doesn't represent a safe haven. And I think that that's the main reason, perhaps, that there is a disconnect right now. You've got some pretty skittish people out there when you're discussing investment issues. And these are people that I think once gold and silver continues to escalate in price, I think you're going to see an interest in the junior resource market, Steve, that we've never seen in our lifetimes. I think it's going to be huge.
Well, certainly your point that this is a very speculative market, not a safe haven, is absolutely true. And so people looking for a safe haven wouldn't necessarily go to the junior market. I think eventually some of that money will flow in the junior market, if only because companies, majors who are producing, absolutely need a new source of commodities.
Right.
They need a new source of production, and that source has really been drying up over the last, say, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's much harder today to find an economic deposit that would be attracted to a major than it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. And those companies that are out there looking for it are juniors, and they're going to start getting snapped up. Those that have economic deposits or have the potential for economic deposits are going to be in demand from, say, the Barricks and that group, who are going to need more a pipeline, if you will, a source of production, say, 5, 10, 15 years out.
Yeah, and that's why it's a really good idea, in my opinion, to look at companies that fall into the category that you're talking about, which is basically the project generators. I also would suggest to people that they also might want to consider companies specifically in the gold sector that would fall into the category of junior producers. Junior producers are oftentimes very, very rewarding when it comes to investment from the outside. Anyway, don't construe this, you guys, as being investment advice, because it is definitely not. Neither Steve nor I are registered investment advisors. We're just a couple of guys who've been involved in this industry for an awful long time. Obviously, listeners are interested in what we have to say because our audience grows by leaps and bounds almost on a daily basis. But again, do your own research. That's very important. Work with a competent registered investment advisor, somebody who knows his way around the industry. Do all your own research. Work with an expert. That way you'll minimize your losses. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.